This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to Declare Your Independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Special guest, Mr. David Ridley. Now, the Ridley Report was one of the early activists we got, in the street, show you what's up kind of people back in, the mid-2000s or something. This is, when the Free State Project first started and somebody needed to say something about something, bad guys being bad. David Ridley was there with his little, I don't know what kind of webcam it was back in the day when they had magnetic tape. I mean, it was one of those back in the day before digital and everything. And YouTube had just started. And so this is, so I guess it had to be 05, 06, 07, early days. What year was it you started, David?
I started my YouTube channel in 07.
So this would, did you, after, yeah, so it had to be during the Ron Paul Levolution years. And so it was, he's going to resurrect this style, this kind of stuff that's going on, and it needs to be, because big tech has just went all censorship and deplatformed and all that. So, David, I saw a post, a note, somehow it made it to me that David was restarting the Ridley Report, or kind of that kind of activism in the street, challenge the man, and I go, oh, that's what needs to come back, and I wanted to talk about it. But go ahead and explain to the audience what it was that you originally were doing back in 07 for years.
In 07 I started the Ridley Report, but it's a little bit complicated because the Ridley Report is actually what interrupted some of the other promising stuff that we were doing earlier on. It's the earlier stuff that we're kind of trying to resurrect right now. But the Ridley Report was basically this idea of just sort of gonzo journalism, go out there and ambush interview politicians or film stuff that's going on with the Ron Paul movement initially. Stuff like that, and just a little bit of alternate media.
So what is it that you think that's supplanted? You're going, well, before we used to what?
Yeah, so before YouTube started kind of sucking all the air out of the room, we were leveraging our web forums, our street activism, politics and stuff like that in New Hampshire. I moved to New Hampshire in 04, so there's this three-year period before I started doing these videos where we had to do other stuff, right? Because we didn't really, YouTube wasn't really as up and running at first, and I didn't have a camera at first. And so this other thing that we did that I always go back to and think maybe we should, this is a really promising path of activism that kind of got overshadowed. And that was what I call it NHFree.com activism, which basically means the textbook version of this would be, keep an eye on the mainstream press articles. As soon as you see one where the government's abusing some individual, then go to the government offices and take people, take signs, go to their meetings, go to write letters to the editor, and just make a focus on that one person that they victimized in sort of a textbook case. You know, like the one in 05, in early 05, was like they came after this old lady for having a kitchen, in, you know, or like a, having a sink in the wrong room or something like that. And, you know, we just kind of made the tried to make the bureaucrats' lives a little bit politically uncomfortable.
We had how we did it. It was why we wanted to be able to do T-shirts right away, or you know, have an outlet in the media and do signs and that kind of stuff. Because what happened was, it was something that happened in the news. If you could do it that day, you know, then you would be able to counter it that day. It was speed. It was, you know, guerrilla activism, you know, to where we could really, you know, get something up and done right then, not later. And I wanted to that's kind of what you're talking about, what you were doing. And, you know, tell me about it, you know, how you would inject yourself into the process. So tell me about how you do that.
So the way this played out, so it was Hampton, New Hampshire, where the government of Hampton, there was a media article in the mainstream press, I think it was their local, the local media, reported that the Hampton government was coming after an old lady over a sink, right? And so somebody posted, we had the NHfree.com forums back in those days, they were just getting spun up, and they're still out there. They're just not really very active right now. But if you go to any, in 2005, if you went to NHfree.com, you would see a lot of traffic about this incident. So within a week, you know, people had organized a demonstration. It wasn't the same day. It would have been better, I guess. But they'd organized a demonstration against the town of Hampton. And then, you know, a few days later, we went to their public meeting where they were discussing their persecution of this lady. And so we, you know, a lot of us went and spoke. A state rep got involved and started speaking, you know, at their meetings. And local people in Hampton started kind of getting signed on with NHfree.com. We got good friends out of it. Myrtle Woodward was her name. She was 90, I think, so she's probably long past. So the media, since they had already covered this, right, they kind of had to keep covering it. And since we were backing them up, in a sense, we were kind of supporting the media's reporting on this, right? So the media was turned into an ally instead of an enemy. And so from a PR standpoint, we just got a lot of traction and attention. But we didn't hit on so many cylinders when it comes to, we didn't do so well when it comes to making the government do everything we want, right? Like we couldn't make the town of Hampton do exactly what we wanted, but I think they were just, it just caused them to be more cautious in their handling of the Woodwards from then on. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, yeah, somebody's watching, you know, they tend to, you know, want to behave a little bit better, you know, put cameras on them. That was before they were wearing body cams, but you had cameras on. That was one thing about New Hampshire. They really went after you guys filming. They did not like that. In fact, I remember Carly Garrick had her camera up. I'm filming, and her phone was dead or something. She didn't even do it, and they tried to prosecute her for it, and she got a settlement out of it. And so this is something that if you don't exercise rights that you have, or even it's legal, then you don't get them. So that's one thing, you know, David Ridley, the Ridley Report, and David's efforts, it was interesting to see how you exercise what you can do, and that's how you got your right to do it, because if you don't do it, you can't do it, you know? So it was very interesting. I'm glad that you did that. Well, what's your plan for if you wanted to resurrect something, a new style, a new thing, a new something, what's up?
So I've acquired the NHfree.com URL. It was kind of in disuse. It's now active again. And
did I lose you, Dave? You there?
Oh, how long ago did you lose me?
about 5 seconds.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. So yeah, where was I? We were talking. Oh yeah. So the first step was to reacquire the NHfree.com URL, which I've got I own that now. And and then the next step I've taken is to start paying attention to the mainstream press reports and looking for the perfect storm, right, where the government has obviously overstepped its bounds so much that even the mainstream press is freaking out about it a little bit. And then we follow up on the concerns raised by the mainstream press by putting bodies on the ground in front, you know, living bodies holding signs on the ground in front of the bureaucrats' offices, maybe going to the bureaucrats' meetings, recreate what we did in 2005 instead of taking, after 2005, YouTube came along, and I don't know about everybody else, but I just got focused on doing stuff by myself with YouTube, right? Because I could just go, I could be a one-man army with a camera, and you get thousands and thousands of hits on all different things that would happen to me. And I didn't need people. I didn't need other protesters or anything like that. So I just walked away from that whole concept of the NHFree.com activism, you know, where we were doing stuff with a lot of people, right? I was just doing it by myself. And that lasted for 10 years. And I always wondered, you know, what would have happened if YouTube hadn't come along, you know, and we had maybe followed that 2005 path of activism where we're following that protocol that I just outlined, you know, where we're bothering the bureaucrats with people with signs going to meetings and stuff like that, you know, maybe in support of some old lady. So the idea right now is to go back, now that we've kind of lost YouTube, What if we go ahead and go back to doing what we did in 2005, recreate that, see if that still works, even though YouTube doesn't?
Well, define works. What are you talking about?
So YouTube worked in the sense that between 2005 and 2020, YouTube worked pretty well. You could film your interactions with bureaucrats and hold them accountable by filming them and then sharing it with thousands and thousands of people, and it was easy to do that, right? It got more difficult over time as YouTube censorship kicked in, and now when I upload a video, they threaten me. They threaten to take down all my videos because I uploaded a video, and they don't like it. It had the word COVID in it or something like that. I mean, I'm not even a COVID denier, right? We've lost YouTube, but we've lost this ability to get the word out about what we're doing. So it's so important for Free Staters to be able to spread the word that we have something here in New Hampshire that's working and make sure that thousands of people are hearing about each of us, ideally. We can't do that as easily anymore because the mainstream press is more bought than they used to be. YouTube's not functioning properly anymore. Twitter went through a lot of problems. It's
hard to get
information out.
Do you have a platform? Are you going to create your own? We've been, for years, you know me, I've been, you know, hell no, I could see where this was going. So we created our own kind of never go away thing. But, you know, to get the social media bump or to, you know, go where the people are. And I'm like, yeah, well, I want to go where the people that actually do stuff are. I don't give a crap about the other stuff. But do you have a favorite one? Are you going X? Are you going, you know, Bastion or Cordell's Coming or IPFF? Or, I mean, you know, what are you thinking?
The idea right now is to sort of hijack the mainstream press to do our work for us. Not in an adversarial way, but just kind of more like hitching a ride. I think hitchhiking is probably a better word for it. Kind of like we did in 2005, because we didn't have our own big video media in 2005, and yet we were able to get a lot of traction by following up on mainstream press reports, right? So that's what I want to try to do again, follow up on mainstream press reports, see if we can make that activism still work when YouTube doesn't.
Okay. Do they need you? I mean, you're like, YouTube won't do them. Okay, we will cover David because somebody please read us. I mean, I'm wondering, explain when you say use the media. I mean, I can give, you know, what we did back in the day, but I want you to kind of define what you're hoping to accomplish in your method. Go ahead and repeat that for them.
Well, I'd like to accomplish something similar to what we did in 2005. If you go to NHFree.com, you'll see the history there of how it actually played out in 2005. You'll see the media coverage that we archived at the time. What we've done more recently in terms of kind of hitching a ride to the press.
I'm at new HampshireExit.us, or where do you want me to go to see this?
I'm sorry, did I say NH? NHFree.com is what I meant to say, is where you'll see the history of how this played out in 2005. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I just put up what you said. All right. So
that has the details, but for those who aren't on the internet right now, what happened was we raised heck and just generated a lot of publicity and made it harder for the government to crack down on zoning violations, essentially. Just by drawing the negative attention to them. Now, the way we did that was we operated through the mainstream press. We made them an ally, essentially, by following up on news they had already raised concerns over, and it worked very well. Over time, we created our own media and kind of wandered off doing other things. I want to revisit that kind of 2005 activism where we do something that the media kind of has to report on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, they have to. I mean, they don't have to, but I mean, you know, they usually do on this kind of stuff. So I'm wanting to know. All right, let me give you an example. I feel you. As young activists, well, you know, in my 30s, the early 30s, when we were doing it in Arizona, whenever there was some story about some of the stupid crap that they do or something, now we would, you know, be protesting. It's like during COVID, you know, that's what the Love Bus Liberty Tour is all about. We resurrected this. You'd have sign making production underneath the bus with a bunch of supplies, and there was some retail outlet or restaurant or gym or something in the rural area that the county was going after them, and we got a clipboard and this available gun, and you have to and you can't and always. And when they come in and they said, no, we're not doing it, you know, where was the support? There was nobody there visual to do anything. Then, of course, the law enforcement or the, you know, county health department or something would make a big announcement, and they'd get a story, and you'd only get that side, and maybe they'd go talk to the person one time, but you're in violation of, and don't you love grandma? Well, there was nothing in support. There were no signs. There was no opposition. So we would show up, and we would just, you know, be buttheads about it, make a bunch of signs, put them all up, and then all of a sudden, boom, just like with the Lovolution, just like with a lot of stuff that we did in the 90s, that we were forcing the news to at least say, oh, well, these ne'er-do-wells are doing ne'er-do-well stuff with their ne'er-do-well signs. Well, I didn't care if they say nice things or not, just as long as they say it, you know? So
yeah.
It's just coverage that there is some opposition. There is another side. There is someone in support of the people being abused by government. And when you have these situations and you show up and you're with a sign, or you got 15 people saying this about that, write letters to the editor, and all that, and it kind of fell out of favor because nobody reads the newspaper anymore. You know, nobody cared. The local stations, everybody's on the internet. And then the internet, they shut you down there, so then where do you go? You know, but what I have always, and what we demonstrated during COVID with the Love Bus Liberty Tour, we were, you know, definitely against mandates of vaccines. I wasn't secret about that. You know, signs like, let me see your smile, and Liberty wears no mask, and support first responders who, you know, that say, you know, no to mandatory shots, that kind of stuff. And as we did that, it demonstrated that there was some activism on the street. Now, of course, they used big tech and Twitter, Facebook, whatever, and that's what's coming out in Congress now, that they colluded, that they definitely had it out for that and made sure that it didn't go viral, that it wasn't, which is what Ridley Report was all about in the Liberty community. David was out there doing this kind of thing and signs and so on. It was awesome. You know, it was very inspiring to other people that somebody was in opposition to this. So when I saw that you guys were resurrecting this type of activism, that's why I wanted to talk to you, because I know you can't censor a sign. You put on a freeway overpass on the side, you got a dozen whatever in a small town or whatever, and it's like, say hello to my little friend, my video camera. So This is, that's what
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. That's why I wanted to talk, and that's what I, with you, because I wanted to demonstrate my clairvoyance of how smart I am, is that when you start doing this, you're going to get this, what they call earned media, you know, that you have, because, you know, especially newspaper now, I don't know what that, I didn't care that they'd say, like, five adjectives before my name, just as long as they say it, you know, what the issue was, because it always went like this in the 90s, when I was David, you know, it goes, tie-dye wearing, dope-smoking, gun-toting libertarian Ernest Hancock said this about that. And as years went by, they started dropping off the adjectives. Yeah. It was just libertarian, you know, Ernie says or something. But I didn't care. I'm like, yeah, whatever, you know. In fact, I did want to support that we wanted to do another drug war. I did want to support that, you know, gun rights matter. I did want to support, you know, so you can say that all you want. In fact, it was the reporters that understood. They were doing that just to get it in the paper, to get past the editors, and they knew I didn't give a crap. They just, you know, wanted to get the issue out like I did. So as time went on, those reporters got called out. You know, hey, you're abusing our system that was supposed to abuse the people, and you abused us, so you're fired. You know, that kind of thing. So when you started talking about bringing this type of activism back, when there was an issue that got reported and somebody got abused, they aren't allowed to build on their land, they got to hook up to the, you know, municipal water fluoride system, and they're not allowed to do their well anymore, or they, you know, have to get new licenses for blah, blah, blah they made up, or taxes going up, or more, whatever the heck it is, and, you know, you would have this ability, this experience to bring attention to it, and the argument that would be the libertarian or liberty-oriented, freedom, leave-me-aloneist, voluntarist, you know, anarchist argument of whatever. So I know what's going to happen. When you do this, you'll start getting this kind of press again. Now, what happens with that, I have no idea. But my thing is, general public opinion is what's going to change things. It's worked in New Hampshire. It's worked around the country. It's worked with, you know, hell, 9/11, the economic crash, you know, the freaking whatever the hell is going on now, COVID. They wake up these people, and you have a demonstration of people in opposition to whatever policy or the crap that they're doing. And then you also can expose how controlled the lamestream media is, and now big tech. So then when you get Twitter goes X and Elon, whatever the heck he's doing, I don't care. But because I'm not counting on any of these guys. We're doing all our own stuff. But, you know, this is become common knowledge now. General public opinion is, if you want to know the truth, it's not going to be from the official, you know, announcement of who gives a crap. You see my point?
Now I've been happy, Nathan.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Several people remain hospitalized in South Carolina following the crash of a church bus.
Roughly two dozen people were on a church bus Sunday evening when it crashed in Anderson County. The bus was carrying worshipers from the Labor of Fields Church in Homeland Park area. It is unclear how the crash happened, but 18 people were transported to area hospitals with a variety of injuries, according to WYFF. Two of the people were airlifted. A church spokesperson says one of the people remains in intensive care. Other injuries include a broken vertebrae, brain bleed, and several broken bones. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. I'm Scott Kimbler.
Overseas, the UK's defense ministry says British Air Force jets intercepted Russian bombers. The ministry confirms the pilots monitored two Russian long-range maritime patrol bombers north of Scotland in international airspace on Monday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
This hour, Declare Your Independence on the Free Talk Live Network is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is a cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Let's talk about your positive experiences using Dash. Dash has transaction fees that are less than 1 cent. Dash transactions are instant, irreversible, and are protected from 51% attacks by its chain locks technology. Dash is the world's first decentralized autonomous organization. BitRefill allows for discounted purchases at national retailers. We want to thank Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. Dash.org is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, here on the Free Talk Live Network. You know, one thing I wanted to make sure that we continue our conversation with David Ridley, the Ridley Report, from back in the early 2000s, mid-2000s, when you had the real street activists that began using YouTube, began using video, and then how that had to be attacked. And we're going back old school to earned media in the streets. And David Ridley, when he announced that he was doing that, I'm like, oh, I know where this is going. And now you will too. More with David Ridley right now.
Well, what matters here the most is that when you do this kind of activism in New Hampshire, then the press coverage comes with an automatic implied action item, and that is move to New Hampshire. And that's what people, of course, have been doing by their thousands now, and we get more and more activists coming in. So it's not like doing this in Arizona or Texas or something like that where we have to convince the local population. We just have to convince the hundreds of thousands of people that are following us around the country, the news about us around the country, and to some extent around the world. We just have to convince more of them to move. We don't have to win any arguments.
Yeah. Well,
and we convinced them to move by showing that we're active, and of course that's not very difficult because I mean there's a lot of other stuff already going on in New Hampshire, right? It's like there was just the other day the Libertarian Party did something cool in front of the Manchester Police Department, so it's nowhere near just me. I'm just such a microscope. I'm such a microbe compared to the overall sweep of things in New Hampshire that have been happening.
Well, you know, you well known in the Free State Project, the Liberty community in New Hampshire. It's not like they don't remember or know David. You know, they were, you know, the report that you did and stuff was very inspiring to a lot of people, and you wanted to resurrect that because why?
Well, yeah, I do want to resurrect the Ridley Report when the stars align. Right now I'm doing other things like this NHFree.com stuff, this street activism, but the Ridley Report is more like, you know, gonzo journalism, and that will come back online probably when there is a proper place to put the videos. Right now, I can put up a video, and I can only get 200 hits when I put up a video, so it's not worth putting up a video.
Which was their plan?
I beg your pardon?
Which was their plan. You know,
yeah, exactly. But this will go in cycles. At some point, someone will come up with a platform where you do get a lot of hits on your videos, or someone will invite me to put my videos on their platform. That's one thing that I've been requesting. I've been putting out requests to the public for that. And when I get an answer, you know, when someone says, yeah, you know what, why don't you just put your videos on our platform and you should be able to get a couple thousand hits, that's when I can restart the Ridley Report.
Yeah, well, I mean, do you have a platform that you're kind of eyeballing for doing that, or I mean, what are you waiting on?
Well, I mean, I could put Free State Live would probably be a good one, and I think I have reached out to them, and we were talking about it a little bit. Joa's website, Breaking the Flaw on YouTube, that would possibly be an option, but I think he may not have enough hits to make this work. I'm not going to cross the state without a vehicle to get 200 hits, right? Because I don't even own a car. So it's very difficult for me to get anywhere. And shoot a video. And then when I come home and upload it and it doesn't get any hits to speak of, it's really, that's not the active, that's the universe telling me I should be doing some more effective type of activism than that. So that's why I've been doing all these other things over the last few years. And we have done many things that have worked since 2019, since 2020. But what I have not been able to do is resurrect the Ridley Report under current conditions. It's like being you want to be like Sun Tzu said, you don't want to be a glacier trying to push all the rocks forward. You want to be water and go around the rocks. Do what works.
Yeah, I'm 1, 3, 5. Just a second. I'm trying to pull up your, because I don't think your Ford's going to the Shire Society. Let me try this. No? All right. Well, because it works on my my laptop, but it's not working on this up here, and I'm afraid to reset the internet. I lose you. But
what's not working? NHFree.com?
No, it is, but it's not on this computer up here. I don't want to. We had enough problems with the connection and audio. I don't want to mess with it. But the
by the way, your viewers, and listeners who are not in New Hampshire and can't, you know, they can't immediately get here or whatever, there is actually something easy they can do from wherever they are that would be pretty powerful for us. And that is just to hop on the web forum at nhfree.com, just to join the web forum there, can converse with us and watch what we're doing. That's actually very powerful, and that is spinning back up. It's getting more and more activity, and we're kind of seeing again the kind of 2003-2004 activism where you had a lot of people on a web forum as opposed to a lot of people on YouTube or Facebook, and you got really good synergy with web forums back in those days. So that seems to be coming back to some extent.
Yeah, no, there's a lot. Well, are you familiar at all with Bastion, does that ring a bell to you?
No.
Can you get a piece of paper and a pen? I want to give you some resources.
Yeah, I've got my laptop open here. Let me get it spun up, and I can write this down and give you something in your readers.
Well, this was the things that we've done, because we understood this was coming a long time ago. You know, that's what Freedom's Phoenix was all about. You know, it was the alternative of getting out from under there or whatever. And why we did the Love Bus Liberty tour. I knew they were going to. You think censorship's bad now? Wait until it's, you know, World War III in the 2024 election. So it's going to be war and 24. It's gotten bad, but we're making it. No, it ain't even started yet. All this stuff was to make sure that they get their war the way they want, and the election, the 24, the way they want, and, you know, the next, you know, pandemic way they want, and the next, you know, reset and economic crash and the petrodollar going and all. I mean, this, it's coming, and you're not going to get anything, right? You know, so go ahead and write this down. Bastion, BASTYON.com. Bastion is uncensorable, noted, blah, 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 blah. I've had the guy on, and a lot of us have been, you know, starting to, you know, we made some deals with them, and, you know, how to be able to integrate IPFS to what we're doing and all that kind of stuff. Interplanetary file sharing is where files can't be deleted. It's a file that's out there that's on multiple servers. It's when you do a web page, it's a physical address that's in some server farm or somebody's desk, under their desk or something. It's a physical place where they can track where that server is. So, of course, they attack it. Well, what happens is when you have a file that is, you know, replicated all over the place, and then a whole bunch of files and an entire web page with a bunch of files, well, that's, we've been working on that for years. Now, Derek Slopey of Agorist Hosting, him and Drew Phillips, now have IPFS servers that they have out to contentsafe.co, which is Matt Raymer in Malaysia, Philippines, somewhere, that he made a business out of content creators like you, that you load up one file, they take that, and then he replicates it across all the other big tech, you know, Rumble and BitChute and YouTube, whatever. But it doesn't matter, because you promote that one file, it never goes away. So if they do deplatform or won't allow it, it's still available. So all of our stuff, if you go to freedomsphoenix.com and you go into any story that's more than 24 hours old, the entire site gets IPFS'd. So it doesn't matter if they shut down our servers, it's still there. So Bastion nice. Kind of works that way. Then you have, yeah, and Brian Becker knows all about this stuff. You know, Brian's got servers, and you should talk to him, you know, in Weir. And then New Hampshire. And then you have Cordal is coming online, and it's an entire internet replacement. And the reason is because we have to bypass the DNS, you know, the name that you do, the HTTP, www, whatever, dot, that digital naming system is just a bunch of numbers, and they can just flip the switch off. And I realized this when I first started doing radio back in 2003, when they turned off the entire country of Libya. You know, I was just started doing radio, and they just, yep, country's turned off. I go, whoa, you can turn off a country? Well, you sure as crap turned mine off. And I'm going, nope, 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 nope. So that's why, I mean, I have YouTube and Facebook and Twitter account, all that kind of crap, but I never use them. You know, somebody will go, Ernie, when we Facebooked you, I go, that was your first problem, because I never look, you know. Now, we may put stuff up there, and Donna does, whatever, but I never interface. I don't look. I don't care. Because I know that they are not when you need it the most, when it's Super Bowl time, boom, it's gone. And what you're talking about, what you're doing, they definitely don't want, you know, the Ridley Report again. I guarantee it. But there are other places,
well,
too.
Well, you know, that's interesting. It's interesting you say that, because actually the Ridley Report is relatively popular among government people. I've had a lot of incidents where cops came over and introduced themselves to me. One of them seemed to think I was the Mahatma. There was another one, you know, that, like, he came up in the middle of a wreck that I was that I was in, actually, and wanted to introduce himself to me, immediately recognized me, and the head U.S. Marshal here in the U.S. actually also, head of U.S. Marshal in Concord, used to be Manchester police chief, and I didn't have any idea who he was. He walked up to me, introduced himself to me, and told me that he appreciated what I was doing.
No, of course.
So maybe some of these, people are...
Individuals, but not institution, not the government itself, not YouTube, not they, them, those, and sure as hell, not Pfizer. I mean, you know, not the WEF. Of course you're going to have individuals that appreciate it and go, I'm just following our guy, Chuck and G. Willikers. I wish I could be more like you. You always get those people. You know, screw that. My point is that you're not going to, when you're a victim of your own popularity. As you start to get up, well, then where do you go?
Yep.
Oh, this you know, police chief in this small town over here likes me, and they go, we don't care.
Yep.
You know? So this is, I'll give you an example. Let me give you this example. You know who Dan Dix is, Press for Truth?
No.
Dan Dix, Press for Truth, he's always, you know, he's a Canadian, he's always Bilderbergen, and, you know, there with Luke Radowski, you know, their microphone shoved in people's faces. He just made Trudeau's life a living hell for, you know, a long time. Well, of course, they all got deplatformed, and they used to make fun of me, and I'm going, oh, I'm IPFS. Oh, wait, every time Ernie says IPFS, take a shot of whiskey, we're all going to get wasted, you know, that kind of crap. And I go, yeah, you say that now, I tell you what's coming. And then within a year, it happened, and I'm like, you know, Neon, I told you so. My new pronouns now are I told you so, okay? So what happened was Dan Dix went over to Bastion. Well, he's like a rock star. You know, there he's like, you know, I think now they just allowed him to go back on YouTube. I'm not sure how or in what capacity, but he created his profile and his whole new resurrection of Press for Truth over on Bastion. Well, they love him long time, made all kinds of special attention for him, and he did very well. Well, we had listeners that understood what we were doing. You need to talk. It used to be PocketNet, Pocket Coin, but it was a project done by some Wall Street Russian guy that, you know, we know where this goes, this sucks, and we're making it all great, wonderful. Anyway, so it's decentralized, and it can't be deleted. Blockchain, you know, it's kind of like the library app and all that kind of crap, and Odyssey and so on. So,
all right, but yeah. So the question then becomes: is it possible to get a relatively large number of viewers on Bastion? And I may go try that.
Dan Dix, man, he's got it rocking and rolling, whatnot. So that's why, you know, I talked to him I emceed Narco Poker last couple of years, and this last year, Dan finally got out of Canada, first time in 3 years, and I was talking to him about it. I go, hey, yeah, it's doing well, you know, this guy. But, you know, it depends. See, this is what, you know, I want to strangle you a little bit, because everybody's going, metrics. Yeah, but what's your metrics? How many people metrics? What's your I go, I don't freaking look. I don't care. It doesn't mean anything to me because I don't care about privacy is, you know, a big deal and it's cool, whatever. My thing is publicity. If you don't have the capacity for whatever file, when it goes viral, when it gets a lot of hits, when it starts, you know, peaking, I'll triple, quadruple traffic on Freedom's Phoenix, you know, all of a sudden one day, boom, it explodes. What was it? It was some video I had up, you know, freaking 3 weeks before or a year before or something like that. But it's available. And then what you need is to have it available. Once you get it to where it's available and it's there, then you do what you're doing and you promote it. You promote what you do. You promote that the Ridley is out there doing some ass whipping and so on. But if you don't have some place where they can access it, it doesn't matter. So what are you going to do? It's always signs. You're waiting for the local newspaper to do it and you're not even worried about having the file available or the video online. And I go, you know, and you go, well, you know, YouTube might maybe someday, like, screw YouTube. You know, the hell with all these guys.
No, yeah, and YouTube's not going to, I think they're lost. But what will happen is, like, for instance, if we redo what we did in 2005 and, you know, do some street activism, whatever, we have several guaranteed ways of getting publicity through that. We know we can get 200,000 viewers on Free Talk Live or listeners. We know that probably you'll cover us on some of the stuff that we do.
Yeah.
We know that we've got our web forums, and so even if the mainstream press completely blows it off, it's probably still worth trying. And we can get our own videos even if they only get 200 hits.
Yeah, I'm you know, I see, I don't want to be like Luke. You know, Luke Radowski, we are changed, you know, we're good friends, and he's, you know, well, the metrics, what's your metrics, how's the metrics, and I gotta say cornholio instead of COVID or something on YouTube so I don't get whatever the hell. I mean, they're so locked in, it limits what you can say, how often, what.
Yeah. I don't know how to do that either. My vids go on BitChute, and they were going on Odyssey for a while, but I just wasn't getting any hits. And so there's always some new platform. They say, oh, well, you'll get hits there, and it never works. So hopefully Bastion will be different.
Well, it doesn't matter. That's not my point. I need to find a place where you have publicity. You know, where it can always be seen. You build your reputation from that. Because you were popular in the early days before there was all these platforms. Would you get spoiled? I mean, you know, screw them.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe. But again, you still have to look at this piece of activism versus that piece. So once videos became impossible to get a lot of hits on anymore, it became necessary to switch to different types of activism that were having an effect. The thing we switched to initially was the NH exit process and getting secession legislation in front of the legislature. That forced the media to do our work for us and cover us.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. There's always, you know, I give you 15 gazillion examples of, you know, when we did this stuff before. I'm an activist since 88. Man, we got all kinds of attention and used the press exactly what you're talking about before there was broadband, before Facebook, what? I mean, you know, that it was, you know, libertarians dominated whatever internet there was and the forums and the BDSs and all that kind of stuff. And it wasn't until, I tell you when the internet went political, when it went, you know, the media went, whoa, what the hell? They always made, ooh, on the internet? That don't count, you know. It was 2004. It was when Howard Dean running for the Democratic nomination for president in 2004. And he was getting flash mobs. You know, he was using the internet, and all of a sudden, 1,000 kids show up, kind of like a Ron Paul thing, you know? And they were like, whoa, what the crap is this? And he got up and he goes, woohoo, man, and that him yelling, you know, just excited, they go, oh, he's crazy, he can't have, that was the only thing they could go after him for. And then they made him, you know, Democratic National Committee chair for a while, shut him up and pay him off, whatever, you know, because Kerry was the guy, and he was coming up showing them how the internet could be used. Well, from 2002, the gubernatorial race in Arizona, then they got first time that the Republicans, you know, were getting up there with the libertarians and using web pages. By 2004, it was a thing. So then 2005 is when YouTube started, and then by 2007, beginning of 2007, was the Ron Paul Revolution, and launch. Here we go. So then that. They didn't see that one coming. They didn't know what the hell to do. But they sure as hell got on it. They were like, oh, hell no. We got to be able to control this. Well, then all that's coming out now, how they were controlling it and government-sponsored violations of the First Amendment, blah, 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 blah. But it doesn't matter. They're going to do it. If they can, they are. They are going to keep doing the control on the kind of stuff that you do. So you do the earned media with the press and local television station, and, you know, that's fine. And that's what I do. That's how we started. I keep trying to bring it back to Arizona. I'm in Maine right now. We'll get back to Arizona October, but, you know, I'm not going to be doing Occupy the Land stuff and, you know, building my house, and they're going to be screwing with me, and I'm going to have some fun. But the point is that I know how effective what you're talking about is, but there needs to be an accumulation of this to be able, when someone comes, to have a linear telling of the story, a chronology of what's going on and how and why and who you are, and you start getting more attention, and it has more impact when you do this stuff. Because if there isn't an archive of it, then everybody comes in fresh all the time, and they get to know what you're doing with just the latest issue, as opposed to an accumulation of advocacy for freedom. Especially when you want people to move to New Hampshire. So I'm saying, it doesn't matter how many hits you get, it's how permanent the record of what you're doing is. You see my point?
Well, maybe we should go to doing some things in stone.
There you go. Stonehenge?
But, you know, I'm only half joking here. I mean, do you follow Graham Hancock at all?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I don't know if I agree with his theory that there was an ancient, you know, advanced civilization that was wiped out. I don't think it was probably as advanced as he's claiming. But he he's right about one thing, and that is that, if certain types of disasters hit the Earth right now, they would just wipe everything we've done out and everyone would forget us except for the stone. They'd have Mount Rushmore and they'd have Hoover Dam, right? Who were these people, right? That's all they got to work with. You know, so maybe the Free Staters, we should be doing something in stone, like an obelisk or something like that. The whole process here that I've been describing to you has sort of been an orderly retreat or a fighting retreat, whatever you want to call it. You know, we advanced to at least looking at it from my own perspective. The world made it possible to do great YouTube stuff for 10 years. And there was just no kind of activism like that a person could do by themselves. And it was just so much fun. And we've lost that. And so we're trying out something that was a little bit more primitive, you know. And if that gets taken away, maybe we do something even more primitive than that.
Yeah, signs.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, that's another thing I've been really enjoying, and this is very therapeutic. I've put signs up all over the place. You know, they say different liberty things in New Hampshire that I think what's the best thing I can put on a small sign? I put it on that sign, and I've been collecting I do some roadside cleanup, and I'll collect whenever I see, you know, one of those signs that's fallen over. Somebody puts by the side of the road and it's fallen over, and it's lawful for me to take it. I'll pick up that sign and repurpose it, get it rehabilitated, and put something new on it and put it in a high traffic area. So that's another fun thing that we can do. You know, but at the same time, you're right as well. There are new technologies that are coming along that are maybe more advanced.
What it is ain't exactly clear.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.